Here's Check On Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast for today, we'll have increasing clouds, a high near 50, and rain tonight, rain on Tuesday, and even more rain coming up on Tuesday night, becoming mostly sunny by Wednesday. We'll check in with Pat Pagano and get the details on our tri-state forecast. Stories that we're following for you, masks are required again beginning today at Ankrum Town Hall. Effective today, masks are required at Ankrum Town Hall. Although New York State has lifted the mandate for mask wearing while inside, local health care officials continue to encourage the wearing of masks while indoors, particularly for those with health problems. Following a 45-minute meeting of the Ankrum Camp Pool Board at the Town Hall, 3 of 10 participants tested positive for COVID-19. All cases seemed to be mild. The town hall, the town garage, and the firehouse were sanitized by quick response on April 11th. Mass sanitizer and COVID-19 home test kits are available at the town hall if you need them while supply lasts. In the Republican American in Kent, the Board of Selectmen has trimmed their 2022-23 proposed budget after a request by the Board of Finance. The Finance Board asked for a minimum $140,000 to be reduced from the $4.6 million municipal plan. The Selectmen agreed on $170,734 in reductions, but also added $500 to the Senior Center line because they realized it had only $500. The cuts were made based on a list proposed by the First Selectman and the Treasurer, who worked for several hours the night before to identify large selections of the budget that could be reduced. The original list totaled $234,777, but both Selectman Rufus Deepdram and Glenn Sanchez felt the cuts were too much. Two things Selectmen ultimately didn't agree with on the original list were cutting $8,000 from the Welcome Center budget and closing it for 5 months in the winter and spring, and removing $25,000 from the park maintenance to address drainage issues at Kent Common Park. The paid EMS staffing line was brought down an additional $95,000 to $130,000, which is similar to what Kent Volunteer Fire Department is spending this year at an average of just under $11,000 per month. The slash in the Sharon school budget could put the town in legal trouble. The Board of Finance asked the Sharon Center School Board of Education to reduce its budget for 2022-23 by $600,000, providing more information on all revenues that are not part of the budget. Before that step is taken, the school board members want to be sure they're not violating the state's minimum budget requirement, which could put the town in jeopardy for a $400,000 fine. The proposed budget, which was revised from its first iteration, totals $6,139,000, down about $430,000, or 6.5% compared to the current spending. Sharon Center is a kindergarten through eighth grade school, of course. The enrollment, just over 100 students. School Board Chairman Doug Cahill said last week he had contacted the state and the school's attorney and was told that no more than $118,000 can be reduced to stay compliant with the MBR. He said in later discussions he learned it may be reduced by $270,000, but more information will be needed from the state before any decision is made. Taking a look at some meetings coming up in our area this week. Today, in Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting is set for 4:30 today. In Salisbury, at 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission. In North Canaan, at 6 p.m. tonight, the Railroad Days Committee will meet. In Kent, a couple of meetings today. The Kent Board of Education special meeting is today at 4 p.m. The Park and Recreation regular meeting is set for 7 p.m. The Village of Millerton has their regular board meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. And in Dover, the Planning Board has their regular meeting at Dover Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find dinner specials 6 days a week. They also have a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,451.23, the NASDAQ at 13,351.08, and the S&P 500 at 4,392.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.